Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, and we are having a good time in the studio, and we have got a houseful here tonight talking about Chad Clark's new CD, It's About Time, which was released last November. Now, you can get singles from this CD on Spotify, iTunes, and all good sites available on the internet. And, of course, you can get copies of the CD. Chad will be playing the Palace Theater next April. I'm joined here by Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson from the Friday Night Show. So say hello, guys.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
Now, we're glad to have them here. Now, they're 19 and 22, so they'll have a whole different perspective on things than I have had over time. We're also going to have some live music this hour. Chad's going to perform some live cuts off of his CD and some other songs that he has done. He did a great song the other morning, Julie, that a lot of people really enjoyed on the radio. And he has also brought some compatriots of his, the co-star from his video and the director of the video, which probably when you hear this will be available. Chad, introduce your guests today.
Sitting right beside of me is my director, Bruce McPherson, and my co-star is on the other side of Bruce, Jacqueline Chevalier.
Bruce, how did you come into this project?
This one specifically, an acquaintance of Chad and I introduced us, let me know that he was looking for a videographer. Our acquaintance said that I was available. I said I was available, I'm interested, and that's pretty much how we got connected.
Now, you heard the song, and what was your goal? What did you need to do once you heard the song?
Well, once Chad picked out the song, because that was a little bit of a dilemma for him, he wanted to pick one that was, one, interesting on video, but two, also had resonated with the people that were listening to the streams on Spotify. And when I heard the song, I was like, we got to do some acting on this one. Like, he's talking about a breakup, he's talking about her leaving, he's talking about drinking. I was like, we got to get a bar, we got to get some acting. And then Chad was like, I have a girl for that.
Now that's it. Now tell the story, Chad. People who haven't heard.
The story about getting Jack.
I have a girl.
Well, I actually didn't meet her until the day of the shoot, but I was told by a friend of a friend that this girl could do the part and she had acting experience. So,
but again, if you didn't hear the last hour, you guys did not meet until the
exactly,
day of the shoot.
I mean, it was that day that we met. We didn't meet before. We actually talked online, but didn't even talk on the phone. I mean, we just texted each other, looking forward to meeting you, looking forward to working with you type thing. And that evening when we actually did the shoot was the first time we met.
And for people who don't know or who have not seen the video yet, you had to play in a relationship.
Exactly.
So it wasn't just, I'm meeting you and we're going to play friends. It was a more serious than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's very interesting. Now, what is the most popular song on Spotify?
To be honest with you, they're all kind of equal, and I'm proud of that fact because a lot of albums on Spotify, there's always one or two songs that far outshine the rest of the album. And I wasn't even thinking of this until I talked to an actual management company in Nashville, and they called me at home, and the gentleman that I was talking to, he said, you know, Chad, all of your songs have right around 500,000-600,000 hits, you know, within, you know, 50,000 to 60,000 of each other. And he goes, you know what that tells me? And I said, no, not really. What does that mean to you? And he goes, that means to me that people are listening to your first song and they're listening to all of them. And they're not just hitting like one song and moving on to the next artist. So I'm really proud of the fact that, you know, I'm getting a lot of Shazam hits for people out there that are techies. I'm just learning this stuff myself. But
now, how did you and Bruce come to this song? I think we've heard Chad's idea of why this was the song. Bruce, why was this the right song?
To be honest, Chad.
He picked it.
Chad picked the song. I told him, I said, I can't really do any planning or visualize what I'm going to be doing for the video until you at least pick a song, buddy. I was like, you got to give me that at least. And he said, listen to the album, pick a song, and they were all really good. They all told really good stories, and the musicianship on them were really good. And I'm really glad that he picked One Fifth at a Time, because personally, it's growing on me. And I think it's probably my favorite song off the album now, and I've had to listen to like 300 times. So
now, why your favorite song?
I think of the songs on the album, and Chad, I think you mentioned this in one of your other interviews with Scott. This album's pretty mellow. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of love. There's some grief in there.
Yeah.
They're all pretty chill songs. I think out of all of them, this is probably the most upbeat song on the album. So, that's why I like it.
So, you think it's the most upbeat?
Yes.
Chad, do you feel that way?
I think it's probably the second most upbeat.
See, I would have said that Deep Hollow Road, I would have said, was probably the most upbeat.
That's more upbeat and more cheerful than this one.
Well,
it's got a dark overtone, but it does have up-tempo, I guess.
To interject, once he told me the song, I just listened to it like 1,000 times. So, Deep Hollow Road, I listened to once. This one I've heard a bunch of times because I was working on it. So that's probably why I thought it was the most
episode. The night we shot, we listened to it, what, about 80 times?
80 times, yeah.
What was your second choice?
You know, once I talked with Bruce, I really didn't have a second choice because I was looking for a song that we could include people, and I thought, hey, this talks about a bar. We can get a lot of extras in there, you know, a lot of people that supported me over the years. Now, once again, not everybody in the video was my best friend or anything, but there was a lot of people in the video that I've known for years. Like I said, there was a group of girls that I graduated with, so that was many, many years ago. So I guess, you know, that's one reason I gravitated towards this song, was to try to include other people. Even though they're just in the background, they're just extras, I tried to do something to include Marion, and of course, the location is a Marion location.
Now, Bruce, tell me about the directing process. Tell me about the day.
So the day pretty much started out with me calling Chad and just going over a general game plan of what we want to shoot for the day. And I was shocked to find out that there was, what, like 100 people that were coming?
Yes.
I think your manager said there was 200-300 people coming, so it was a little bit of exaggeration, which I'm glad there wasn't that many. It was hard to handle that group of people, and anyone who's been on set as an extra or anything, when you have a big group of people, they are really hard to manage. They all, and then we're in a bar, and then we have to make it worth the bar owner's time for being open on his day off, that they're all drinking too and spending money. So they were getting rowdy towards the end. So the day started with a phone call with Chad. He let me know how many people were coming. That blew my mind. And then we kind of talked about the lyrics of the song and kind of important pieces that we wanted to shoot. And so then I started developing a shot list of what we needed to get. So after we get to the bar, then it was managing the people, making sure they sign really. I don't know how much detail you want. But
no, this is good. This is
so
good.
It gets pretty boring from there because then it's just planning, coordinating.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, but I had to get everybody to sign a release, you know. That
right,
they,
right.
Figuring out who was going to handle that process. And I wasn't even going to do releases. Chad did that on his own because he had some advice. I was like, this is an invite-only event. They should know they're coming to shoot a music video. I don't think you need to sign releases. Chad's like, I think we need to sign releases. So coordinating all of that took a minute. And then just placing people. Chad brought a speaker, luckily, with the microphone, because I had to make several announcements about people staying in their seats and being quiet.
I was thinking ahead, Scott.
You were. It sounds like it. You were prepared.
This was not his first time. Don't let him lie to you. He's done this a bunch of times.
Now, between you and me, Bruce, nobody else is listening here. How good were these two together?
Considering the fact that Chad's been single for longer than I've been alive, I thought he played a really good boyfriend.
So it turned out okay.
It did turn out okay, and then Jackie's a natural. I don't know how much stuff she's been in, but she was giving me stuff to the camera that I didn't even ask for. I was like, oh, that was really good. I'm glad you did that. So let's hype that up a little bit. And then Chad took direction really well. He's not an actor. He knows that. He'll admit it. But he took my direction, and then we did it, and it all worked out. You can't really tell that he's even acting.
So being a part of it, and knowing these two people are not really together, would you buy it?
I would buy it. I mean, there's a scene in the beginning of the video where they're really close together. They're talking. Jackie has a great smile. So I was trying to say, Chad is the funniest guy you've ever heard in the entire world. And that kind of sets up, well, when you're on like a first date or something, or you're trying to be a couple, you're going to laugh at whoever, like the jokes of whoever you're with. It just, it feels good. It's a good, it's like an endorphin thing. So that was kind of my playing it up to, they've been together, they're in a relationship, they're on a date, is they should just be laughing, they should be close. They weren't like touching heads or anything, but they were close enough that you could get dating vibes.
Now, Chad, I want you to perform a tune here, because we're already 11 minutes into this hour, and I want to get a few in this hour, because that's important. And remember, Chad's CD is out, It's About Time, and it's on Spotify, iTunes, and you can catch Chad around town and at other events going on in Ohio and beyond. He's performing in a lot of places, and next April we'll be at the Palace Theater here in Marion as the headliner for that particular show. Chad, what's the song we're going to hear?
I'm going to surprise people and see if they know this one off the CD.
All right. Here's Chad Clark on WGH Talk. Go ahead.
Down a country road, out across the lake, last ride that my family will ever take. To a white church, sitting on a hill, far off in the distance, you hear a southern whippoorwill. And I stood there one too many times, dressed up in my Sunday best, with teardrops in my eyes. And now that I'm older, I know one thing is true: people that mean something never leave you, 'cause they live on deep in your heart, way down inside of you. Their soul is a part of who you are. What you're gonna be, sometimes late at night, they're all you can't see, 'cause they live on. As the years burn, my beard is turning gray, my mind drifts back in time to yesterday. And a smile creep across my face, thinking about something funny said, feeling a warm embrace, 'cause they live on deep in your heart, way down inside of you. Their soul is a part of who you are. What you're gonna be, sometimes late at night, they're all you can't see, 'cause they live on. They live on. inside of you. Your soul is a part of who you are. What you're gonna be. Sometimes late at night, they're all you can't see, 'cause they live on. They live on. They live on.
Chad Clark, They Live On, off the new CD, It's About Time, which again you can get on Spotify, iTunes, and all kinds of good places. Now, Chad, that song is about remembering people, death or relationships, and that's a country hit, right?
That's a country hit.
That's
right
a country
there.
Hit. That's all it's got to be. Yeah.
What about Beer Mama?
Beer well, Mama that's right. And Trains.
Those come into play as well. But it's emotion.
For me, it is. You know, that's the big thing with my songwriting. I'm looking to stir emotions with people.
Now, Carrington, you've heard the music here for the first time. Now, as a 22-year-old, what did you think when you heard that song?
I thought it was good. I liked it. I was kind of surprised, actually. it was good. I thought it had a good message behind it.
Now, you're a music fan. Now, you go to a lot of concerts. You were just in Nashville recently in the last few months. What is it about country music that you think resonates with people?
I guess the message. I feel like a lot of times it's either going to be about love or heartbreak. So for both of those two extreme emotions, you've got something to resonate with.
Now, who is your favorite performer besides Taylor Swift?
What? You can't take Taylor Swift out
of it.
Performer, I don't even know. I like Quinn 92. You probably never heard of him. But
I have all the stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You got merch.
Yeah. So that would be it.
Yeah, okay. I think that'd be my favorite performer.
Matt, what do you think of country music in general? I don't think we've ever talked about that.
I am a big fan of country music. I like a lot of the old country music in particular.
Now, that to me, what Chad's saying there, kind of falls in that category.
Yeah, I think so. It falls in with a lot of the other, I guess, older country music that I would listen to.
And, you know, not being facetious or funny about this, really, but a lot of country music does have to deal with emotion, relationships, death, things of that nature. It's ingrained in a lot of famous country music over the years.
It's just something that everybody can relate to, so it's going to be relevant and when you put it in the music.
Does music have to be relatable to a 19-year-old person such as yourself, or can it just be about anything?
I don't think it necessarily has to be relatable, but if a song is relatable, more likely than not, you're going to like it.
Bruce, are you a country music fan?
I can honestly tell you, no.
No. So why does this work for you?
Why does Chad's music work for me?
Yes.
He's a passionate guy. I mean, if I can relate to anything about any type of genre of music, if there's no passion behind it, to go back to your answer that you just answered, if I don't have passion behind it, to me that's just like EDM dubstep, which can also have passion too. I'm gonna make a lot of people angry, but when there's lyrics that attach to you and that you can take home, that I think hits harder no matter what genre you're in.
We were talking with Jacqueline and Chad last hour about this song has a sad ending. He loses the girl. How important is the ending to the song, the ending to the video?
Those are, I think, two different things. So if you listen to a song and he loses the girl, you know, in the song, the guy's an alcoholic. He's ignoring the girl at the bar anyway. You know, the ending of the song could just mean, well, maybe they can both move on and maybe they'll find someone else, right? And then maybe the next song in relation to that is, now he's in a happy relationship and he's not a big drinker anymore. The video, we have to kind of interpret how the ending plays for us. And what it did for me was he's just sitting alone at a bar now. He messed up. And that's how I interpreted the ending. So if there wasn't a video, I think, you know, it could have gone either way.
Is he sympathetic in this song? Is it a sympathetic ending? He's lost the girl. We hope he does well. We hope he gets his life under control. We hope he's not an alcoholic. Or is he the bad person in this video? Is he the villain?
Well, and I think Chad can answer this, but in the lyrically, he says, I hope you find what you're looking for. Obviously, I'm not that guy, you know? So I think if I were in the situation, I would have called it an amicable breakup, because he let her go. And, you know, maybe it was a wake-up call for him.
So she didn't leave. He let her go.
Well, he could have chased after her, but he didn't.
I didn't chase after her. And the ending, I thought that we did it brilliantly, I thought, because it was me sad at the bar. I was sad that she was gone, but knew that we couldn't be together. And what really made it powerful to me was everybody in the background was just laughing and joking, and here I am sulking at the bar. I was alone in a room full of people. And I thought that was powerful.
Specifically, there's one shot where someone comes up and tries to, like, wake him up a little bit. Yeah. And like, hey, come party with us. And he just ignores her completely.
Mm. Now, is that planned?
No, that was more spur of the moment. That was spur of the moment because, you know, she actually came up to him while we were shooting. So during that spot specifically, two people came up and were trying to talk to him. I'm like, guys, we're rolling right now. We're trying to make him sad at the bar. And
Talk to me. I'm sulking.
What's the name? We can shout out the one guy who came up and was just like super hype and was all excited. I forget. It starts with an R, I think, like Ricardo or Ruben.
Ruben
comes up and starts like hugging on him. I'm like, guy, we're shooting right now. This is the sad part of the video.
Now, Jacqueline, from the female perspective, is the character, the male character, are they sympathetic, or is it more of a villain character? You've been in this situation, you said, with another person.
Neither, really, just completely unaware. Just he's drunk, so he's in his own world.
So is it an amicable ending in your mind? If one person's drunk, I would think not amicable.
I mean, it wasn't really amicable on my part because I had enough, so I left. But, like, I wouldn't have tried to pursue it again or expected him to come after me or anything. But that's that.
You know, that's interesting. Different people see different things. And that's the great thing about something like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you were performing it, did you feel that way?
I just, like I said, tapped into how things used to be. So, I mean, I've literally done that. So, I just put myself back in that spot.
I interject a lot. I apologize.
Oh, go ahead.
So, when I was directing her, she actually told me that story. And I was like, okay, what did you do in that situation? And so, we actually just let her kind of dictate her facial expressions, how she responded to certain things going on.
Now, Chad said something last hour that was kind of interesting. He said that for the video, it was important that the girl in the video, although playing his romantic lead, that it not be somebody his own age, that mattered. Does that matter to you?
I mean, if Chad wants to be a cougar, he can be a cougar. I'm not going to stop him. I think it was more, you know, we're doing video, so obviously the person that plays the love interest has to be attractive. Jackie fills the role there, but also she has a lot of emotion behind her acting and her facial expressions. And I think that was the biggest thing in video. But Chad could have picked someone closer to his age. I don't know how many 80-year-olds we could have gone out to the bar, but...
So it didn't matter.
I don't think it really mattered. I think what was more important was the acting and the facial expressions, and I didn't know that age was a factor there.
Actually, the girl that he was talking about that tried to console me at the bar was somebody my age.
Yeah, so that worked out
with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I ignored her and I was sulking. And
Do you think people will notice that there's an age disparity?
I'm 38.
I don't know who should be more upset, Jackie or Chad.
That's a little bit. A little bit of time.
I mean, I don't think people will notice. The great thing about...
I think it comes off great on film.
Yeah, I mean, Chad doesn't have a whole head of gray hair. I have more grays than Chad does, so...
What's important to relay in a video like this? What does the audience need to get in that 4.5 minutes?
You know, I think the audience will take what we give them. I think it more creatively, it's what Chad wanted to convey in the video, I think was more important, because we could have shot this 100 different ways, and the way we shot it was the way Chad wanted to do it. So I think he was happy with the message that we got across.
Yeah, I thought we told a story that complemented the lyrics. So that's what I was going for with this song. Like I said, we shot a second video that night that was strictly a performance thing, you know, no extras, no acting. I walk into a room, pick up a guitar, sit down on a stool, and sing a ballad about, you know, some emotional stuff.
Want to get another song in here in the middle of the program. Before we do that, though, I'm going to ask Carrington. Now, how important is a video component to an audio CD or track that's available on the internet now? How important is it for you to go see the video?
This is such a funny topic because Taylor Swift actually has a lot of music videos, but I haven't seen most of them. So to me, I'm going to have to say the music video doesn't really matter.
Really? So the video is not an important part for you. You just like the music.
In my opinion, but I can't speak for people my age generally because I know a lot of them that are pretty invested in music videos and they're always asking me, oh, have you seen this or that? And I'm always like, no, but that's just not my thing. So,
do you think music has to tell a story?
I think that's the easiest way to write a song is by telling a story. It, like, lets the words flow more naturally. I don't think it has to, but I feel like it's easier whenever it does tell a story.
Does music have to be sad? Do you like sad music?
What do you mean? There's plenty of non-sad music.
Right, but a lot of country music, as we just went through, does not end in the happiest way.
No, there's plenty of country music that ends happy. They like to sing about their cars and dirt and corn and beer. Like, those all end happy. They got their beer in the hand at the end of the day. It's great.
I forgot about dirt. That's right. I forgot about dirt. Matt, how important is the music video?
I'm with Carrington on this one. I don't think the music video is all that important. I don't watch music videos, and if you ask me if I've seen a music video, it's not all... 99% of the time, the answer will be no. But I've once again, like Carrington, I do know a lot of people my age who do really like the music videos, and they prefer to watch the music videos over just listen to music.
Why do you think that is? More important to see the video than the music?
I'm honestly not sure. I like to listen to music while I like work and things like that. So maybe that's just it. I don't like to just sit down and watch music videos. It seems like a waste of my time.
I think a lot of times they'll almost tell a different story, though. Like, if you listen to the song versus the music video, you might take more away. So I feel like if you're trying to learn about what the artist is trying to express, you might want to watch music video and listen to the song to get the bigger picture.
Do the actors in the video have to come across believable? Do you have to believe that it's a thing?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't think I'm the biggest critic of acting, though. So, you know, if you tell me they're supposed to be dating, I'm like, okay, they're dating. So,
doesn't take much. Matt, what do you think?
Once again, I'm with Carrington. Yeah, like if it's conveyed in the song, I think I'd probably just understand that that's what's happening.
Chad, what do we got coming up here?
We're going to do an acoustic version of One Fifth at a Time. How's that?
This is the song that you can catch. Here it is, the acoustic version. Chad Clark, One Fifth at a Time.
When I wake up, whiskey on my breath, wishing she still loved me, cause I love her to death. She's gotta leave it weighing on her mind. I'm losing her by fractions, one fifth at a time. I can't believe willing to walk away. Ain't nothing I can do, nothing I can say. You thought it through, leaving me behind. I'm losing her by fractions, one fifth. at a time. And that bottle falls right down from that top shelf. And my glass seems to get filled all by itself. I hope you get what you're looking to find. I'm losing her by fractions, one-fifth at a time. As the ice melts, I wonder what went wrong. Deep down inside, I've known all along. I just never thought of you as the hurting kind. I'm losing her by fractions, one-fifth at a time. Falls right down from that top shelf. And my glass seems to get filled all by itself. I hope you get what you're looking to find. I'm losing her by fractions, one-fifth at a time. Top shelf, and my glass seems to get filled all by itself. I hope you get what you're looking to find. I'm losing her by fractions, one-fifth at a time. One-fifth at a time.
And that's the song, One Fifth at a Time, Chad Clark CD, It's About Time. Now, Bruce, when you hear that now, after participating in the making of the video, what's it make you think about when you hear it there, acoustically?
Acoustically, I think the way I thought about it is the same way I shot it, honestly. I mean, that's where our ideas came from, was just listening to the song. And we, Chad and I were pretty much on the same page from the get-go. So I think my interpretation of it hasn't really changed. It's only made it solid.
Does the video play in your head when you hear it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just got done editing it.
How much time goes into editing? 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes. So I'm a quick editor. So I would say my timeline is probably a lot shorter than most people, but not enough time. Yeah. Not enough time went into it. I wish I had more time to edit it, but I was on a deadline. So I would say collectively, probably a good solid 24 hours straight of editing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after a while, do you think, I'm staring at the same thing here. I don't exactly have the best eye anymore for this.
So
he's probably being overcritical of himself a little bit.
A little bit. So I did tell Chad, I was like, I'm going to send this to you probably 3 times before we get to the final version because of that reason. Mm-hmm. When you look at the same thing, you miss things. So I sent it to him, he sent it to everyone else, and I got feedback.
Now, Jacqueline, being a part of the video, when you hear it there acoustically, what runs through your mind?
What I was doing. Just from my
In the video?
Yeah, just from my perspective, you know. My point of view.
Now, does emotion come out in you when you hear that song?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I had to pull it out to play the part.
Yeah, because it was, for people who might not have heard the first half of this interview, you went through a situation like this in real life.
Yeah, it was a long lot of years, and I had enough, and it's been a year now of me healing, so then now this fell in my lap, and I'm like, oh man, I even said to him, like, I'm going to have to drag all this stuff right back up again. But I did, so.
And it's still with you?
Yeah, I think it'll always be with me.
Now, it's interesting. What do you think the odds are that you would go through something like this and only be out of it for a year, and a song would come about in which you would be asked to be in the music video?
Slim.
So how does that happen, in your opinion? Is that just luck?
Works in mysterious ways.
Do you think it helped you heal in any way?
Yeah, I think so.
How so?
I guess maybe putting a face to the pain, I guess, or the story, putting a face, other than the things I remember being in the relationship from my point of view, I guess maybe it's like a overlay now, maybe.
Well, for somebody who's been in a relationship like this, what is the most important part? How do you survive?
You don't survive. You love yourself enough to, if no change is going to happen, you leave. You know, you have to see some effort on their part. So.
Chad, what's the end of this song? How do you be happy? How do you get through something like this from the male perspective? Who's left alone at the bar at the end? And
well, actually, in this song, there is no happy ending. I mean, he loses the girl and he's alone and realizes that the relationship couldn't go on, but he's not a happy camper.
Where should he go when the video is over? He's still alive.
Where should he go?
Yeah, should he get some help?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. That will fix the problem.
Does it? Sometimes it doesn't. You know, once again, in real life, there just isn't the happy ending that people are looking for.
Bruce, what do you think?
Great question. So, I was actually just sitting here thinking, like, you asked, where does he go? And like, he leaves the bar and he takes a right. And so I think from Chad's perspective, he doesn't do anything. My perspective, maybe he realizes that he just lost the girl of his dreams to this problem, and he starts going to counseling.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, the song ends, but the problem does not end for people really going through that. And that's what makes the song relatable.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to go forward in some way.
That's why I think I like the way we left it, because it's open to interpretation what happens to both characters.
In your mind, Chad, where does he end up?
In my mind, you know, he doesn't get the girl back. That's my interpretation of the song. So he has to move forward with his life alone.
Jacqueline, where does he end up in this song? Where does she end up?
She ends up just moving on from that and finding somebody who wants to pay attention to her and not leave her sitting alone at a table and finding what she deserves.
So reality, in your particular case.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, and being that it's a real situation, does that make it easier or more difficult?
For me, easier.
Easier?
Yeah. Because I don't have to pretend. It's just...
But more emotional.
Yeah.
Than it would be if a situation.
Okay. I'm not afraid of emotions.
Okay. That's interesting. Now, Carrington, when you heard the song, what did you think? I saw you swaying there.
Yeah, I was concerned whenever they said this is the second most peppy song on the album. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, like this song is for the broken, or this album is for the brokenhearted.
Well, when you're in a sad mood, do you play sad music?
100%. I was crying on my way to work like 2 days ago listening to sad songs.
But what were you crying about 2 days ago?
We're not going to get into
that. No, we have to know. We have to know what you were crying about.
That's what
people want to know.
Oh my gosh. Just some little hiccups, you know. Life goes in crazy ways. Let's not get into it right now.
Like you didn't know that question was coming. Matt, what do you think? Sad songs.
I think sad songs are nice. I listen to sad music a lot for the sheer fact that I think sad music is often more mellow, a lot more calm than upbeat, high tempo, that kind of thing. So I just like to listen to it when I want to, like, chill out.
You know what's interesting? We have a male and a female here, Carrington and Matt. Do you think that this song is different, hearing it from a male and a female perspective? What do you hear when you hear about a guy who's got an alcohol problem, who loses a girl, and is left sitting at a bar? What does the male mind think about that? Where does he end up?
He probably ends up super sad and falling deeper into alcoholism.
Well, that's not very good, but whatever. Could happen. Carrington, from the female perspective.
Oh, I'm thinking girl power all the way. Like, I'm glad she got out of there and she deserves so much better. So that's where my mind went. Scott, what about you? Where did your mind go? You're like, thank God it's over.
No, it goes to Chad. What do you think when you hear the feedback here from people?
I think that he's correct. I mean,
the man is correct.
I think he's correct.
That's who he's pointing at. He read what the songwriter interpreted. That he just stays sad and falls deeper into alcoholism.
Not necessarily did I portray him as an alcoholic, but it's a guy that is definitely distraught from losing the girl. He knows he can't make it work. They're different people. But he's not happy with the situation. And the final scene shows me getting up from the bar, walking out the front door, and walking down the sidewalk. So there is no real resolution to the end.
Bruce, the end.
The end of the song?
Yeah,
the end of
the song. And the interpretation here from people who heard it for the first time.
I'm just upset no one thought he would get counseling afterwards.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? The poor guy.
I mean, I would get counseling if it happened to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm more in touch with my feelings than some of these guys. I do think it's important to point out that we purposefully did not make him look like a drunk or an alcoholic. He's just a guy that likes to have a good time at a bar, and he forgot his date was there. So I think that's an important piece.
Yeah, that's important.
So is this a date or a relationship?
Yes.
Oh, could be interpreted either way.
Right.
I mean, they were on a date. You know, they were in a relationship. It looks like the chemistry between them looks like they've been together for at least a little bit of time. And she had been through this once or twice, and finally she was just fed up.
So how do you portray what happens in the song without hearing either one of their voices doing dialogue?
I mean, that's why the facial expressions are so important. Because there is no dialogue. So you have a lot of hand movement. I mean, think theater, right? If the people in the back can't hear, at least they've got big emotions, a lot of hand movement. But video is much more subtle. So you have to kind of just find the in-between balance. Mm.
To me, the lyrics is almost the dialogue. The lyrics of the song is kind of the dialogue.
Jacqueline, when you hear other people's opinion, what do you think?
I love to hear all of the opinions. I want to know what people think in general. Good, bad, all of it. So,
would you do anything differently? Mm-hmm. Now that you've seen the finished product?
There's a spot where I wish I had my shoulders back a little more, but no,
had
not
your shoulders
really.
Back.
No, I'm happy with it.
Okay. That's interesting. Chad, would you do anything differently now that you've seen it?
Not really, but you know, I'm one of those guys, anytime I hear a recording of myself, anytime I see a video, even if it's a live performance, you nitpick it a little bit. You know, I could have done this different, I could have done that different. But overall, I'm satisfied with what come out, and to me, very professional. I didn't expect it to be as good as what it really was.
Any regrets, Bruce?
No regrets that I would change. I think we did a fantastic job with the time frame we had and what we had available to us at the time. So I think it came out really well.
Chad, we want to hear one more song here. We've got about 5 minutes left in this particular hour. And then we're going to ask everybody, where do we go from here? What happens? This song will be released. The video will be released. People will get to see it. And what's the next step? Now, Carrington, while Chad's preparing here, in general, is this what relationships are like in life? You know, a sad ending.
I mean, according to the statistics, apparently this is the ending. I would like to think not. My blind optimism really keeps me saying, no, it's not like that.
Only 15% of relationships last all the way through. What do you think, Matt?
I think that's one of the reasons why relationships is one of the most popular things to talk about in music, because most people have been in, or at least at the very least, around a bad relationship that ended poorly.
Yeah. And again, relatability is something you've got to have. And again, we pulled that statistic up, last week? 15% of relationships and marriages are all that make it. Only 15% in society today. That's a very interesting number. You want to say something there, Bruce?
I was going to say, if the statistic is including some of the older generation, I think they probably would have liked to have left, but didn't. So it went from like 50% to like 85% according to your statistics, but I think they all would have left if they could.
So you two think, here you go. This is how it works. That relationships are, by nature...
They're complicated.
Complicated. Exactly. Chad, what are we going to hear here?
Let's do Deep Hollow Road.
Here we go. Deep Hollow Road.
Sometimes life hits you down. Walking along, it turns you around. Need a place to blow off some steam. Buddy's got one if you know what I mean. Where the blacktop ends and it turns to stone. A good place to be gone. Got no signal on my cell phone. And if you need a place to forget life's heavy load, Deep Hollow Road. Right out front, fire ring. Couple of guitars and we're fixing to sing. They're passing around the PBR. Something a little stronger in a mason jar. Where the blacktop ends and it turns to stone. Good place to be gone. Ain't got no signal on my cell phone. If you need a place to forget life's heavy load, Deep Hollow Road. Your stepdaddy was born right here. Said that winter was a cold damn year. Left as a boy from Vietnam. He came home a different man. Where the blacktop ends and it turns to stone. A good place to be gone. Ain't got no signal on my cell phone. If you need a place to forget life's heavy load, Deep Hollow Road. Where the blacktop ends and it turns to stone. A good place to be gone. Ain't got no signal on my cell phone. If you need a place to forget life's heavy load, Deep Hollow Road.
Hollow Road, Chad Clark, It's About Time is the CD, and you can get the singles, the tracks on Spotify, iTunes, all great outlets. Now, that is a great, peppy song. Do you ever think about doing a video with that song?
Probably.
Yeah, that's a good song. Bruce, what do you think?
Yeah, I look forward to that one, and then I think there was one more we were talking about.
So, Bruce, where does it all go from here? What's next?
Kind of just waiting on Chad to figure out what he wants to do, where he wants to go, and he's my buddy now, so I'm right there when he needs me.
You're on the train.
Yep.
All right, Chad, where does it go from here?
As far as it'll take me.
Jacqueline, where would you like to go?
Well, tomorrow I will be at work and also getting kids back and forth to school. But hopefully starting to work more on my singing stuff, too.
Would like to do more of this.
Yeah.
What type of things do you like to sing?
Soul.
Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Carrington, you heard that song. What do you make of this type of music and the future of it?
I thought this one was much more peppy, so I'm going to say this one was probably my favorite that I've heard this evening. I don't know. I feel like I can't speak for everyone on, like, their favorite type of country music or music in general. I typically like more upbeat songs, so this one was more for me. I think this one was a good one.
Matt, what do you think?
I agree. I think it was a really good song. I do think I like the second one we heard the best, but Deep Hollow Road is probably my second favorite of the one that we've heard.
Very good stuff. And, you know, it's interesting feedback from all ages.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's very good to
hear. That's what a songwriter wants.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think different generations, different genders, I think it encompasses everything. We've had a lot of fun here, Chad. Tell people you're going to be at the Palace next April. Tickets are available.
Tickets are on sale for the Palace show next April. It's called the Lights Out Tour. It's the weekend before the big solar eclipse that's coming through Marion. So it's the Lights Out Tour at the Palace. It's my first time headlining the Palace, so I'm proud of that. Get to do a hometown show and headline. This weekend I'll be in West Liberty opening up for Trace Adkins, Sarah Evans, Lone Star, Shenandoah, my good friend Marty Rabin. So I get to hang out with Marty a little bit. I haven't seen him since December. So, yeah, if you're not doing anything, I think tickets are still available to the show in West Liberty, Ohio, which is just south of Bell Fountain. So come on over. I'm going to do an acoustic set there. So,
sky's the limit.
We're having fun.
We're having fun. That's all you got to do. And Chad will be back with us without question. Everybody will be back with us. Bruce, it's been good to meet you here. This has been fun.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah. And Jackie, thank you so much for coming in today. It's good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Nice local person here. And, of course, Carrington and Matt are with us every Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station. And they will be back as well. For the gang here and all the great music, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio.